Oilu mechesed, kuf samich tet. Godel midas a chesed. The mid of chesed is so crucial. Amru chazal, Pirkei Avos tell us, al shosha dvarim alam amei, the world stands on three things. Al Torah, v'al avoda, v'agmul chasadim. Torah, service, and gmul chasadim. Chesed is a pillar of this world. The world spins on account of chesed. Oilu mechesed yibaneh. It's a foundation, a pillar of this entire world. It's not cute. It's not nice. It's what keeps the world spinning. Keeps the orbits going. The world keeps going through our acts of chesed. Meseches Makosita. Ba Micha v'amida mashalosh. Micha the prophet came and said, we could break down the Torah to three principles. As it says in Micha, Higilcha adon ma tov v'mashem doresh v'mcha. What's good and what does Hashem demand from you? Kim asos mishpat v'yavas chesed. To perform mishpat, judgment, and to do chesed. Vasnei lechad im elokecha. And to walk modestly with Hashem. Again, chesed made it to the big three. Chesed to Micha is the whole foundation of Torah. And it doesn't just say chesed, many point out avas chesed. To love it. Be part and parcel of who we are. V'yamru v'mesech sota. Ma'i dichtiv acharei Hashem elokechem teilechu. The Torah tells us to follow Hashem. But the Gemara has a question. Is it possible for man to walk after the Divine Presence? Halo kvar ne'amar. It says in Deuteronomy, Ki Hashem elokecha esh ochlahu. God is a consuming fire. So how do we do this? We're told to walk after the ways of Hashem. But how do we follow God? God is a consuming fire. How is it possible? So how do we follow Hashem, have this connection with Hashem? Ela rather, lahaleich achar midotav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do we develop a relationship with Hashem? Something we should all be asking always, and especially in the month of Elul. We emulate Hashem's midos. We follow in the footsteps of Hashem kivyachol. You want a relationship with God? You emulate God. You mirror God. He performs certain actions. You follow suit. You follow Him. It's gevaldik, says the Gemara. Mahu malbish arumim, Hashem clothes the naked. Afatah helbish arumim. You clothe the naked. You follow Hashem. He gave clothes to Adam and Chava. You follow suit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu biker cholim, afatah biker cholim. Hashem visited Abram Avinu after his bris milah. You biker cholim as well. HaKadosh Baruch Hu nichem aveilim. He gave comfort to one of the avos. You follow suit. Afatah nichem aveilim. Kadosh Baruch Hu kover mesim, Hashem buried Moshe, afata kover mesim. What a beautiful Gemara. How do I have the connection to Hashem, the Almighty, the Eibishter Avinu Shebashamayim? You follow in His footsteps. You perform acts of chesed. And then you have that relationship, because you're mirroring the actions of Hashem. You ever notice, when you do a good chesed, when you're involved in a great gevaldik, why does it feel so good? Why does it feel so gevaldik, that warm and fuzzy feeling? Because you're walking in the footsteps of the Eibishter. You're walking in the footsteps of Avinu Shebashamayim. That's why it feels so special. You're emulating the Shechina. Always remember this. Chesed is not some cutesy-wootsy thing, whatever that means. It's walking in the path of the Eibishter. V'ita ba'avos to Rabbi Nassan, it brought down. Shepam achar hayar v'yochanam and zaka yotzei mishalayim. Yochanan ben Zakkai was exiting Jerusalem. V'haya Rav Yehoshua holech acharav. V'ra'a beis hamikdash charav. Rav Yehoshua was behind him, and he saw the temple destroyed. Amar Rav Yehoshua, oy lanu azeh shehu charav. Oy, this is so terrible. The beis hamikdash is destroyed. Makom shemechaprim bo avonoteim shel Yisrael. He was so distraught, so broken. Look at the beis hamikdash. This is the place for kapara. This is the place where we have our sins forgiven and it's destroyed. Amalei said to him, the other rabbi, Bini, Ayere lechaha, do not worry. Yesh lonu kapara chachi kamosa, ve'ezazo. We have an atonement that's like the karbonos. Whoa. We all yearn for the Beis HaMikdash, which we want. We all yearn for it. We all yearn for it so badly, so much. Because it brings kapara. And what is similar to it? Gimlu chasadim. Gimlu chasadim. Shenemar, ki chesed chafatzi v'lo zevach. Wow. Chesed has the power to bring atonement to Klal Yisrael, to bring kapara to Klal Yisrael, just like the Beis HaMikdash did. And we all need kapara, we need Yeshuas. We're in the middle of a pandemic, we have challenges, we have difficulties, we all need Yeshuas Hashem. Chesed has the ability to bring Yeshuas, salvation. V'chein ita b'midrasham, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Chaviv alai chesed, sh'atem gomim chesed l'zeh. It's more dear to me, chesed, that you do to each other, yotir mikol zevach shezevach shleim alafanai, more than any korban that you bring before me. Very, very powerful. V'ita b'mesechus Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi v'baye, midbeit Eli katu. The great Rabbi and Abaye, they came from the household of Eli. Rabbi da'asik b'Torah chaya arba'in shanim. Rabbi, who exclusively learned in Torah, he lived 40 years. However, Abaye da'asik b'Torah uri gimul chasadim chaya shitin shanim. He lived 60 years. Very interesting, Mamre Chazal. That combination, that balance of Torah and Chesed granted him an additional years of life. And again, on the Hakdama, fleshing out the importance, the paramount perspective that we have on Chesed, keeps the world spinning. It brings Kapara to Klal Yisrael, Yeshua to Klal Yisrael. It allows us to walk in the footsteps of Hashem, emulate Hashem, something that we should all strive to do. And it's always at our fingertips. The things we could say to people, that we could build people up, it's always at our fingertips. Helping family, helping the community. It's always, always available. There's always opportunities. Amru Chazal on Shabbos. V'natan l'cha rachamim v'richamcha. It says in Deuteronomy, I will give you rachamim and I will show you mercy. What does Chazal learn that out? Kol merachim al abrios, merachim lav min hashamayim. Whoever has mercy on Hashem's children, Hashem will have mercy on you. When we show rachamim and kindness to others, Hashem will follow suit. Wow, beautiful idea. The katav hazeh mesil yesharim, the Ramchal. Shezeh pasha, this is simple. Ki Kadosh Baruch Hu, ki Kadosh Baruch Hu, modeh mida keneged mida. Hashem deals with us mida keneged mida. Umi shemarachim v'ose chesed ima brios, gam hu bedina av yirachameu. Somebody that's merciful and does chesed with his children, so too in our judgments, Hashem will show us mercy. And forgive our sins with chesed. Sharim mechila zudinu. Mechila is a din. So powerful. If we act kind and merciful to others, Hashem says, mida kenege mida, I will act merciful and kind to you. Hashem will shower us with rachmim chesed as well. If we take care of his children, Hashem says, I'm going to take care of you. Something so powerful. V'yod katav Chavetz Chaim, the Halakha Chavetz Chaim writes, "Tikafi geder ahergol sheheigil adam atzmo b'midas achesed kol yomav." According to the way that a person habituates himself and he acts towards people with midas chesed all the days of his life, came the fi erech hazeh yikabel achar kach havshas tova hashbas tova v'ruchesul shel Kadosh Baruch Hu b'lam hazeh u'v'lam haba. According to the degree that we show chesed to people, kindness to people, embrace people, so too accordingly, Hashem is going to shower to us goodness and kindness in both this world and the world to come. That's how chashuv it is, that the Ribono Shel Olam is with us, caring for us, loving us, every step of the way, making sure that we take care of His children. Two more minutes, and then we conclude. This has been gevaldik. Save l'man mishlomo melech. Let's learn from Shlomo Melech. Ketuv. Begivu nir Hashem Shlomo b'chalom alayla. Hashem appeared to Shlomo in a dream. Vayomer Elokim shama atenecha. Genie in a bottle. He says, I'll give you one wish, one demand, one request. What do you want, Shlomo? Vayomer Shlomo. Atam lach de'abdecha tacha David avi. I'm now replacing my father, David. I'm very humble. What do I know? What could I do? How could I replace my father, David? Amrav, you place me amongst your very precious nation, your multiplied nation, that can't even be counted. What was Shlomo Melech's one request? A heart to understand. how to judge the people, Lavin ben Tovlera, to understand between good and bad, Ki miyuchol lishpot et amcha chaverezeh, who's able, capable of judging this very, very precious, precious nation. Shlomo Melech's one request was what? To have an understanding heart, to know how to judge Klal Yisrael. V'nira barer mitocha psukim anal, shagalu shashil Shlomo lo ita rak b'ma shebikesh davar ruchani. The greatness doesn't lie in only the fact that Shlomo asks for something spiritual. That's not the only greatness, the element of greatness about Shlomo. El b'ma shebikesh l'tola sa'am. What was the greatness of Shlomo Melech? His request was something that benefited Klal Yisrael. That was for the benefit, for the greatness of Klal Yisrael. That would help them in their judgment, in their daily lives, in their daily affairs. V'lo l'toelos atzmo. And not just something that only benefited himself. That's what made him Shlomo Melech. That's what made him so great. When he asked Siyata Deshmaya, not for himself, not for riches and wealth, not just for something spiritual, but something that benefited Ganzen Klal Yisrael, a Yashikoyach Gadol.